Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. You are listening, in case you just happened upon us, to the one and only, often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour Radio Show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two websites. We appreciate your support and your interest in what we're doing. We think we got a lot for you to see, a lot for you to look at. It's great to be with you. Uncle Kevin's going to be joining us. Hi, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be here again. Another great day in America. It's getting close to Christmas time, and it's exciting for me. I know that.
Christmas time?
It's very exciting.
I like your little train that runs around the Christmas tree.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to put it up this year
because of
the baby.
Because of Kate. Yeah.
I love that train. Have that about 20 years.
I think if you put it up this year, Kate would just ride it, to be honest.
It'd be destroyed.
I think she'd jump on it and ride it.
Anyway. That would be the end of it.
Anyway, we've got a great guest coming in about 50 minutes or so, hour or so. Larry Pinkney, of course, he's a former Black Panther member, as he says, the original Black Panthers, and what they stood for, what happened. His story is, or I should say, becomes more important as time goes on. As we see what we see here in America, then we reflect back to what they did to Larry. And, of course, he was arrested. He was framed. He was a COINTELPRO was involved. People don't think, oh, there's no COINTELPRO. There's no CIA action. Once you hear Larry's story, then you'll think differently. And we'll talk about a variety of things with Larry. He's actually talked to Roger Stone, fairly recently. So we'll get his feelings on that. Larry's an impressive guy.
I like Larry.
Love Larry. Yeah. So we'll have a great conversation with him. We'll get to the news. This is odd. You know who Rick Wilson is?
I do.
Who is this guy? Because I don't know.
He's a Trump hater.
Well, I know that much. I do know that much. I mean, he goes on TV and basically trashes Trump. What did he do? Is he a garbage collector? Is he ice cream salesman? I don't know who he is.
He's a Trump hater.
Anyway.
Anybody who's a Trump hater can get on TV these days, I think.
If we start bad-mouthing Trump,
we'd be on TV.
I know we'd be on CNN.
Oh, their ratings are the worst they've been ever.
Never Trump or Rick Wilson suggests putting anti-vaxxers in re-education camps. This is no joke. And taking their children. Neocon Republican strategist. Oh, he's a Republican strategist. Is that what they're calling him now? And never Trump or Rick Wilson has suggested that anti-vaxxers should be put in these camps. Here's his quote. Anti-vaxxers are a scourge and a strong argument for re-education camps, the immediate seizure of their property, and putting their children in protective custody.
He sounds like a good commie.
That's his quote, not mine.
I know.
The tweet received...
Disgusting in America to say something like that.
The tweet received nearly 8,000 likes. So 8,000 people like this immediately. I mean, I wonder if they're all trolls. That's probably how many trolls they got.
They have to be trolls.
One can make the argument that anti-vaxxers are pushing harmful misinformation, but to suggest that they should have their kids seized and put in gulags is clearly demented. So the tweets keep going, then people start comment, oh, you mean like China's doing with the Uyghur?
Yeah, re-educating them.
Well, those aren't concentration camps. Those are job training centers.
They're training.
How dare you come out against China?
What are they training for?
That's a good question. That's an even better question. What are they being trained for?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a little taste of the environment. Why do we lead with this? Well, the situation in Samoa, you've heard about what's going on in Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
A little background. Sherry Tenpenny, of course, I talked to her was it Friday? I talked to her. Give a little background. She's written an article on Baxter, The Real Crisis in Samoa. The speed at which the pro-vaccine forces are working to stomp out freedom of speech, freedom to learn, and freedom of choice is simply staggering. See, this is why everything she just said is 100% true with this vaccine issue. And to be characterized as anti-vaxxer, it's not good for our side who want any of those things because, it's just like anti-choice.
Right.
It's like pro-choice or anti-abortion. You're not anti-anything. You don't want to be anti-anything.
No, we're not.
We're freedom of choice. We're pro-freedom of choice. We're pro-freedom to learn and pro-freedom of choice.
That's right.
That's what we are. Anyway.
Freedom to control what goes into our kids' bodies.
That's another. Well, they're they don't agree with that. These people,
no, of course, Mike, not. They're nuts.
Hijacking the mainstream media and censoring all social media platforms to take complete control of the message shows how far they are willing to go to censor information not in lockstep with the Healthy People 2020 agenda. And that's the article. It's up on the news. This is an important article, both these. I don't know which one's more important. Probably that Healthy People 2020. Because it details the steps, even from the 70s, there was a big push, hey, we want everybody vaccinated in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And of course that didn't work out for a variety of reasons. Now it's Healthy People 2020. It was Healthy People 2000. Now it's 2020. It keeps getting pushed. I don't care what side of the aisle you are on. Any honest look at the way Facebook is reacting, the people on TV, even Rick Wilson, his quote that we just covered.
Yeah.
Saying anti-vaxxers should be put in gulags and
their
children taken from them.
Yeah. I mean,
because you don't want to vaccinate.
That's just stunning that somebody in the Trump administration would say something like that. Just stunning.
Is he in the Trump administration?
No, he's an advisor.
The Republican. The Republican advisor. I don't think he's a Trump advisor.
Yeah, sorry. Misspoke. Republican advisor.
Anyway, so you got Samoa. And you've heard a little bit about Samoa. This is being used. And of course, this is a big flashpoint. Let's give a little background. Samoa, known as Western Samoa until 1997, is a country consisting of two main islands and four smaller islands. It is a member of Commonwealth of Nations and is a member of the United Nations. It has approximately 200,000 people, a little less. For those who have or have not been following the travesty happening in Samoa, here's a timeline that captures the measles hysteria occurring in these far-off islands. July of last year, two infants died immediately after receiving the MMR vaccine. Do you remember that?
I heard that. I remember that.
And that has gotten not near the coverage, two infants died.
I think that's what, two infants die in 2 years in America?
No, they died.
America, in total, in a year.
Of measles?
Yeah.
No, it's less than that. I think like one person since 2015 has died of measles.
Yeah, it's infinitesimal.
Well, it's because we have decent nutrition.
Yeah.
Decent, not only nutrition, it's the water, our sanitation is decent. That's why what's going on in San Francisco is unbelievable.
Boy. Yeah, they're going to have haven't had an outbreak now, they're going to have it really bad.
Right. Last time I checked, from middle ages on, feces in the street equals disease. call me crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a timeline Sherry Tenpenny goes off. July of 2018. Instead of examining the faulty vaccine or seeking to understand why the babies died, two nurses were blamed and charged with manslaughter.
So instead
of investigating and saying, well, the vaccine may have caused, they pinpointed the nurses and charged them with, put it all on them. Well, it's just these silly nurses. They didn't do it right. They were later sentenced to 5 years in jail for negligently preparing the vaccines using a muscle relaxant instead of water to reconstitute the shots. After the incident, WHO, the World Health Organization, and UNICEF, that's the United Nations kind of version of that, estimated the Samoan vaccination rate for measles and overall immunization coverage fell from 74% to 31%. If you were maybe skeptical of the vaccines and how they're used, if you saw a statistic like that, you would immediately probably say, I'm sure that concerns these vaccine pushers and they want to do something about it. So last year, because of that incident, vaccine measles rate fell dramatically. You don't think that concerned people? Okay. So then, of course, they will say, well, look at all those people. Isn't that convenient? If they get the measles, look what happened.
Right.
Anyway, April of this year, Samoa reinstitutes MMR vaccine. So I said, no, we got to reinstitute it. June of this year, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Taylor Winterstein, the wife of Australian rugby player, met in Samoa just months before the outbreak begins to lecture, help with lawsuits and a variety of things. October 1st, UNICEF had delivered 115,000 doses of measles vaccines and dilutants.
Okay.
115,000 vaccines. They're just. I know you're going to need it, so we'll just send them there.
I hope some patriots destroyed them all.
So, well, unfortunately, that's not what happened. Mid-October, first child reported to have died from measles.
Oh, gosh.
That by mid-October. Notice the timeline. This was after the vaccines got there.
Yeah.
November 15th. So this is a little over or less than a month ago. The government of Samoa officially declares a state of emergency over measles. the around Thanksgiving, a national measles vaccination campaign begins using mobile outreach vaccination teams and special vaccine boosts. The end of the month, an additional 100,000 doses of MMR shipped from New Zealand. The first of this month, facilitated via social media, 200 packages of vitamins, probiotics, and superfoods are sent to Samoa individuals given alternative treatment of vitamin C and vitamin A to recover. 200 packages of alternative medicine were sent. 115,000 drugs in the vaccine. That about tells you the ratio of what's going on here in our society. December 5th to the 6th, door-to-door vaccinations begin. Door-to-door vaccinations. Does this concern anybody?
Yeah, it concerns me. If they do it there, they're going to want to push it here.
Well, I'm sure they're definitely watching. They're definitely concerned with what went on there. The directive was every man, woman, and child was ordered to receive an MMR vaccine regardless of previous infection or vaccination status. Only the police and mobile vaccination teams were allowed on public roads for those 2 days. December 5th, the UN calls for more social media censorship. What was their reasoning? To protect the public. We're going to censor people's thoughts. We're going to censor ideas. We're going to censor what you say to protect the public. December 6th, those who voiced an anti-vax sentiment or wished to provide holistic care were threatened or jailed. Samoa's most prominent activist, Edwin Tomasesi, was arrested by police for discouraging conventional medical treatments such as antibiotics and paracetamol, which is kind of like a Tylenol. Also December 6th, the prime minister requested $10.7 million from the United Nations for training and surveillance against future measles outbreaks.
Always followed by a demand for money.
The demand for money, it was
coming. With everything.
Or maybe that was the payoff. You just do this. You put in a request, you're going to get some money.
You're going to get $10 million for your next road or your next sauna or whatever you want to build.
Here's a couple questions. In September, there was no measles outbreak. Nobody had measles.
Zero.
Right?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. I understand it. Yes.
Right. Even though the measles vaccination rate went from 74% to 31%. So for over a year, the vaccination rate plummeted.
Down to 30%.
No measles.
No measles.
No measles.
Zero.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
None.
I got it.
The whole island. Not one.
Yeah. Even a guy out on the boat.
Yeah. Well, maybe he came from.
He didn't have it either.
Okay. This is important. This is really important because we're being told, oh, my God, if you don't get this vaccination, you're going to cause an epidemic. Okay, for a year plus.
What's zero.
A year plus.
I got it.
Zero measles.
Mm-hmm.
Not one.
I got it.
The government finally says, okay, we're going to reintroduce the vaccine. The WHO, which is basically UN, UNICEF, some combination, they come fly in. 115,000 units, start vaccinating people,
and
lo and behold, within 2 weeks, now we have an outbreak.
Yeah, magically. Measles.
2 weeks after they heavily reintroduced this.
Is it a coincidence? I think not.
Well, can we ask the question, or are they going to censor us? If I ask that question on social media, if I just said, hey, isn't that odd that there was no measles in September and now there's measles everywhere as soon as the vaccine? I mean, is that possible? You know, is that even possible? You know,
well, we're asking, and that's why we got our blinds closed.
Now that everyone has been vaccinated or re-vaccinated, this is Sherry Tenpenny's question, including adults, another outbreak should not happen for at least the next 10 or so years, correct? That's what she's saying. Isn't that right? I mean, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
So why did they need 215,000 doses of measles vaccine when the entire population of the country is less than 198,000? They were all vaccinated. So why did they need 200,000 more?
That's a good question. Why?
Why would they need the $10 million to vaccinate everybody when they forcibly went door to door with the police and just vaccinated everybody?
That's brutal.
Can you answer me that? I mean, these are just these are questions that have nothing to do with whether vaccines are good, bad, or different.
Right.
These are just questions from what we're being told by WHO. Measles vaccine is gonna save you for at least 10 years.
Right.
So why do you need vaccines for the next 10 years if you just vaccinated everybody?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Can you explain that to me?
Sounds like there's bribery going on in that country.
Well, $10 million, I mean, 10.7. I mean, let's not cheat them. Why do they need that money after the fact is the other question she asked.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Why do they need the extra $200,000? Everybody's done.
Rule number 9 of Rules for Radicals from Saul Alinsky. Do you know what rule? Yeah, I'm sure you've heard this. There's no way you know what rule
no,
number
I
9
don't
is.
Know what rule
okay.
Number nine is.
I won't ask you that. That's unfair. Rule number 9. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. So we can keep hanging this over about this measles.
That's right.
I will continue to say it. I will say it over and over and over and over. My mother and my uncle, which is you.
It's me.
My grandmother, which is your mother, my mother's mother.
It is.
The neighbor kid got measles, and so she trucked you and my mother down to the neighbor to get measles from the neighbor kid.
Correct. We had a measles party.
We had a measles party.
And I think other kids in the neighborhood were there. Just about everybody was in the neighborhood there. We had a bunch of kids in the neighborhood, so they all...
About what year was that? Do you know?
No, it has to be probably 55, 56 or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Something
okay.
like that.
Before Sue was born.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Why is that? Why do I keep saying that over and over and over again? The MMR, do you know what year the MMR vaccine
no,
was?
I sure don't.
63. What? 1963. And they
I did not get one, thank God.
Okay, so the measles rate in the early part of the 20th century was high and then began to wane dramatically. And by the 50s, it was really waning dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Tom Cowan was on, was it last week? Was it last week he's on? Time goes by so quick.
Yeah,
I think it was last week.
Last week, yeah.
Exceptional interview. Came on late, but we'll get on again and get more time.
He's awesome, that guy.
When you get the measles and your body goes through it, you develop a lifelong immunity.
Yeah.
You have immunity.
Never got it again.
America was doing, the mothers of America were naturally solving this problem.
Correct.
And creating immunity.
Yeah.
The measles outbreak, the measles rate plummeted before 1963. And they say, well, look at the measles rate after the vaccine was, it's kind of like the same thing with polio. Similar thing happened to polio when we got clean water and sanitation
That's
is when polio really dramatically dipped. Okay. These are all facts, scientific facts. And they say, well, look at the measles rate in 1964 compared to 1924. Well, okay. So what? You got to look, it goes down like it falls off a cliff.
Right.
Because my grandmother and people like my grandmother were shoving their children to the neighbor kid to all get measles, then it was not a big deal.
It wasn't. And if you didn't get it, I can remember my mother telling me that she hoped that we got it because we were, if it's worse if you get it when you're older. That's what she told us.
Well, it's like chicken pox. Okay, when I was young, I may have got German measles. I don't even remember now. I know I got chicken pox. And it was a similar thing. You know, me and my best friend Richard, we got chicken pox. We were out of school a week. It was fantastic.
It was beautiful.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then another thing Dr. Tom Cowan talks about is this necessity of fighting off these diseases. It builds your immune system. And then later in life, you can help fight off cancer, and those kind
of
things.
Yeah, things. Very, yeah.
And if you don't develop that, you're much more susceptible. Statistics are proving that. Science is proving that. So there you go. Anyway, that's vaccines, at least for today. At least for today. This is very important. I know our audience, if you're a new listener, these ideas and concepts, okay, push aside the vaccine itself for a second. The censorship that's going on right now, Facebook they are devastating anybody who speaks out, who questions, not even speaks out. It's not even speaking out again. It's not anti-vax. It's, hey, I want choice. Hey, I want to learn. Hey, I want to know why is my neighbor's kid drooling on the floor and can't talk? Why is that after they got a vaccine?
Yeah.
Why is that? Oh, you told me it's not possible? Well, it looks pretty possible to me because I just saw the kid 4 months ago and the kid was fine, got the vaccine and now.
Or yesterday.
Yeah, just got the kid vaccine yesterday.
Yeah.
And now it can't talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Three
days later.
And now you're trying to tell me that that's impossible? I don't believe you.
I don't believe it either.
Concordia professor condemns HPV vaccine after winning a $270,000 federal grant to study it. So this is a Montreal scientist was awarded almost $300,000 to study the HPV vaccine. What was her conclusion?
It's bad for you.
It's bad for you. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm serious.
I know.
Genevieve Rail is her name. Also said there's no proof. She also said that HPV, the human papilloma virus, directly causes cervical cancer. There's no proof that
there's proof. There's absolutely no proof. And about 10 years ago, they made a push for it around the country, right?
Well, now it's a renewed push. They're trying to push it on boys, too.
I know.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
It's crazy.
All right, now, biology was not my favorite subject, but last time I checked, boys don't have cervixes, do they?
That is correct.
Okay, so why you give it?
I took gym. There was no cervixes in gym.
There's no cervixes anywhere in the locker room.
No.
Okay, good to know. Check. That's a detailed scientific experiment
exactly.
By Uncle Kevin. He has certified, confirmed. There is no cervix.
Okay. I'll get a notary and stamp it right here.
Okay, get the Bible and swear to it.
Mm-hmm.
California mom wins second big settlement against CPS for season vaccinating son without warrant.
Excellent.
This is so good.
Excellent.
We're running out of time before the break, or maybe on the other side I'll play a little clip. It's a little boring, but I want you to see how these police, when they're asked questions in depositions. Rachel Bruno, the mother at the center of a civil rights battle in Orange County, California, has been awarded another big settlement. Another.
Wow. Excellent.
I think this is her second.
Is it in federal court?
No, I think it's, I don't know. Huh. I don't know if it is or not. She was just given $500,000 settlement from LA County Sheriff's Department for their role in violating her Fourth Amendment rights. She doesn't have Fourth Amendment rights. The Fourth Amendment protects her God-given rights. Please understand that, ladies and gentlemen. It's like the difference between unalienable and inalienable. There is a big difference between unalienable and inalienable. We'll finish this on the other side. This is a very important case, and I got a story from my aunt. I got my in-laws are visiting. My in-laws are here. It's official. They're here. I got things. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyromall.com. That's thepyromall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics?
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We got a new special for online shopping. There was a lot of online shopping. This usually people call in, and I understand, but that we love it when you buy online. That really helps us. It makes it smooth, and we still take care of you, and the number's still available to you. We have a December sale. This is a sale on the internet to help you with these things. Whenever you buy anything over $50, anything, you can use the code DEC5, like December 5, DEC5, and you get 10% off, or you get 5% off, $5 off, excuse me, $5 off, which is 10%. If you spend $100 or more, you can use DEC10 and you'll get $10 off online anytime. And it can, of course, the coupon cannot be combined with other offers or clearance or anything like that, but just to let you know. So if you go buy online, thepowermall.com, DEC5, DEC10, depending on how much you purchase, and you can get money straight off the bill there. That's a good deal. We got a flash sale on the potassium. If you're looking for potassium, and if you got cramps, you know, magnesium, obviously important. Potassium is super important. And so check out the potassium from Grown by Nature. We have a buy one, get one 50% off. We have some overstock. We just haven't promoted. You know, if they don't talk about it, you guys don't know about it. It's a poor, I take potassium. And when I take it, I can feel my legs. Something's going on. It's like, it helps it. It's very cool. So for a lot of you out there, you might need it. My aunt, you know, your sister, her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know with her cramps, she gets a cramp. She hits the potassium and magnesium too.
Yeah, my wife, she used to have that restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
And sometimes so bad, kicked me so hard, it would wake me up in the middle of the night until I found that magnesium.
The magnesium oil.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. and the liquid.
Frank Davis is going to be on again from Optivita. Super Krill Oils and the Super Silver, 10 parts per million, is new. That's going to be on. And this isn't just any old Super Krill Oil. This is Super Krill. This is Super Krill. And there is a big difference. There's a huge difference in krill oil. Chaga Max from North American Urban Spice is great to add. It's backed by popular demand. Look, when you want something, we'll get it for you. You know, sometimes we discontinue or not discontinue. We just don't carry it because there's not a demand. You let us know and we get it. Lateral Flora Probiotic and the Livitrex from Global Healing Center is back. If you are Your health is one of your, if it's not number one, it's certainly in the top two or three assets that you have, your health. So if I don't care how you're feeling, I don't care if you feel healthy, probably about once a year at the minimum, especially with American diet, maybe twice a year, depending on what you eat, you need to cleanse your liver. And as Dr. Group said when we come on, it's the only major organ inside your internal organ that regenerates itself. You can reverse what's going on with your liver. You can reverse fatty liver disease. You can reverse, I mean, your liver will regenerate if you take care of it.
Yep.
And the first thing to do that is you got to clean it up. It's like a dirty sponge. You clean it out and then that sponge works again. So it's very important. Anyway, that liver check is extremely important. Try it. And if you're feeling a little down, especially new listeners, you're hearing a lot. We talk about health a lot on this show. And some of the best people in the world, and my in-laws are here, so I can, I'm kind of inundated with it, but they're very medical. And so the medical community has a certain idea and certain perspective on all this. And
they're a little bit backwards.
Yeah, they'll get it.
Eventually.
Well, that's the attitude we need to have. It's not that we're backwards. They're backwards.
I agree 100%.
Natural things like this that's why the Strauss products, there's 300-year-old formulas sometimes in those Strauss products.
That's amazing.
Ask yourself, do you think they knew more about health 300 years ago or today? I'll stick with the 300. Yeah. As long as it's not, bloodletting with chiggers, with leeches, I'll take 300 years ago.
George Washington got bloodlet to death. That's what killed him.
ThePowerMall.com. There's other seasonal products. I got that gift from the Magi spray.
Mm-hmm.
My wife likes it. I like it pretty good. Mm-hmm. I love to spray it around the tree. It does have a certain, and you can certainly tell the unique oils in there.
Oh, good. I got that spray. I haven't smelled.
You haven't?
No.
That was awesome. Dean sent it right out. Dean, thank you so much.
Oh.
So you can check that out. But the deodorant's the best. He sent me a deodorant too. Mm-hmm. That's what I really like is that deodorant.
Good.
Anyway, of course, the teeth, Kevin's doing his toothbrush. So, if everybody listening buys toothpaste from us, not toothbrush, toothpaste and mouthwash.
There you go.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Mm-hmm.
I like the CoQ10 toothpaste. The children's toothpaste tastes better, but the CoQ10, especially the link between your gums and your heart, you want to use a good toothpaste.
Yeah,
and it's extremely important. And so we got that bundle. We also got a hair care bundle, lavender shampoo and lavender conditioner from Vitamir. Not full of sodium lauryl sulfates or any of those other things. Of course, new customers, if you've never purchased from us or it's been a long time, you get a 10% discount at checkout. Put in FIRST10, FIRST10, or call Jay 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 at thepowermall.com. From the bottom of my heart, on behalf of everybody here involved, thank you so much for your support. You've really supported us. We appreciate it. Every dollar you spend goes into this, into what we're doing. And believe me, over the next little bit, we have some substantial plans and you're going to start seeing things. We need you. And you just hold the line. And, believe me, as this goes on, I'm just going to leave it at that.
There you go.
We need you.
Yeah, exactly.
We need you.
And we appreciate you very much for helping us.
Yes. Well, helping yourselves.
Yeah.
This is a charity.
Those products are wonderful. Those products really help me out.
To let you know a little bit of upcoming guests, Larry Pinkney will be here in about 30 minutes, a little less now. Frank Davis, Al Serrano, and James McKinney. James McKinney.
I love him. I wonder if he's still got that bike that him and what's-his-face used to drive around.
Carl Sagan?
Carl Sagan. Used to drive around Cornell.
That's funny. We got Christopher Fulton will be here later in the week with George. To talk about JFK, we didn't get a chance on the 22nd. We have enough. I mean, literally, like, you know what the problems we've had. We're on a totally different setup right now.
I wish we were back where we were, and we're now in a little closet.
Yeah.
Gosh.
We're working on it, and things are getting better. But
2 weeks.
You understand all the situations that we're dealing with. Jason Derkovitz will be here Friday, so. There you go. Let's get back to the news. Or maybe I should tell the story about my...
Tell the story.
We're going to get to the story, back to the story about the vaccines, the lady who won the lawsuit. But let me tell this story before we get too far. This is an important story. Real important, I think. The push for chips. I remember being a small boy or young boy. And I grew up in the South, and of course there's the Bible Belt. There was, everybody was a Christian, pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean,
most
that was
everybody,
even in public school, you know, it was, you know, in fact, my high school was one of the last ones to, we said prayers in, at the football games and things like that. And that was the center of a, there was a big lawsuit there. I remember the guy that challenged it, he almost got beat to death in the bathroom. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I did not.
I don't want to say his name, but he challenged it. He said, you know, I don't need to be exposed to this, to prayer before, you know, anyway, whatever.
But stay in the locker or go out of the locker.
He was in the band.
He was in the band?
He was in the band.
Oh,
anyway,
my
whatever.
Gosh.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm getting way
Move
off.
On.
It.
Yeah.
There was a sentiment about.
He needed his butt kicked.
There was a sentiment.
He was in the band.
No, he just needed to be put in his place and not, the, you know, right. He just needed to be not. So we're going to let two or three people, you know, change our culture. Daniel Esselin asks. There was a sentiment, and still is largely, I think, that, hey, whatever you do, there, don't get a chip. It's the mark of the beast.
It comes from the Bible.
Right, because it comes from the Bible.
It comes from the Bible.
Everybody kind of knew that and had that understanding and what have you. Hey, don't get
666.
666.
You
mark of the beast, cannot buy or sell without
exactly,
this mark. And they're going to put it in your hand or in your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a little of those details we didn't understand. Okay, now, recently, is it Sweden or Norway? That's the corporations that are really pushing chip.
One of those Norwegian
the microchip.
Countries, yeah.
And they're right into webbing of your, between your thumb and first finger.
How sweet and loving it is. And convenient.
And talking about that. Well, a company in America has done this, a major company, I'm sure more than one, but just hit the news. Now we're hearing the story about, the homeless starting to, in Austin.
That's a freaky
Tell that story, story real quick about the court.
Yeah, this homeless person was, I don't know where he was, but he was charged with trespassing. So he went to court. The judge says, you got two options. One, you got to serve 60 days for trespassing. Or the other, you can get chipped and we'll find you a house, food, lodging. You'll have your Social Security on your chip. You'll have your Medicare, Medicaid, whatever. Everything that you need is on your chips. We'll find housing for it.
We'll take care
You have your choice. So he told the judge to stick it. I'd rather do the time than nobody's going to put a chip in my body. Important story.
And the important story, yes, that he stood up and said no. That's one part of it. The other story is they're chipping people in America.
A judge is saying that? A judge in this country? That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy that you're standing up in front of a judge and he's telling you you got two choices, either or. That's not very much of a choice.
Okay, so I told you my in-laws have descended here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were eating with them last night.
And having a little bit of this conversation. Anyway, my wife is one of many children. I mean, many, a lot. Mm-hmm. Love her family. They might be listening now. They're probably not. They think I'm a lunatic. But that's okay. They, the one aunt told me a story about happening in Oregon. This is her first-hand experience. I wanted her to come on the show. She's kind of shy. She didn't want to come on. Here's what she said. This is exactly, I made sure I got the details of this.
You got it. You made notes.
She went into Wells Fargo where she had been banking for, you know, God knows how many years. She went through the drive-thru. They had the drive-thru closed. She went in to the bank and they said, oh, you gotta use your debit card here, just kind of like his ATM at the checkout. Well, now I need to see your driver's license. Well, now I need to see a credit card. You know, do you have another credit card? And she's like, what in the world?
For what?
For what? I mean, if I was at the ATM outside, all it show is my one card. What,
yeah,
what
exactly.
In the world is this? Well, you know, you've never used the services here inside. Well, of course I haven't because the drive-thru is closed.
Yeah.
Why would I come in when I could just go through the drive-thru? You didn't ask that when I was in the drive-thru.
Correct.
Anyway, that's not the creepy part of the story. The next lady in line, she wants to put some money into her account. Common. It's a bank. Isn't that what you do at banks?
either take it out or put it in.
There you go. One or the other. Or borrow it.
Yeah.
One or the other, right?
Yeah.
She wants to put about $400 of cash in her account. Wells Fargo refused to take her cash to put in her account.
Why?
I don't know how many years time goes. It's at least 4 or 5 years ago. A friend of mine who lived in California, I wanted to give him some money. It was about, I don't know, $700-$800, something like that. And we were thinking, you know, am I going to wire it? Am I going to what? You know, how am I going to do it? Well, the quickest, easiest, fastest, let me take $700 cash and I'll just go down to his bank. He's got Chase bank account. I'll go, there's a Chase bank here. I'll put the money in and then he'll have the money. Boom, instantly, like that.
Done
problem
deal.
Solved.
Yeah.
I go down to the bank. I say, I want to put the money in this account. They said, well, I'm sorry, we can't accept cash from you because you don't have an account here. And I thought, well, totally ridiculous. You don't accept money? I mean, a bank not accepting money.
That's what you're there for.
Well,
money.
I mean, money going out, you know, I could see,
yeah.
But money coming in?
Money coming in. That's
I mean, if I'm a bank, all come one, come all, money in the bank, come on. I thought it was very curious. I thought it was very, and it was a Chase bank, JP Morgan Chase. You can kind of see, wow, this is, something's happening here with cash, but I didn't have an account. You can kind of, I mean, at least there's some, I don't think it's justifiable, but at least there's some reason.
Right.
The reason was you don't have an account here.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Right. Okay. Whatever. Fine. This instance that my aunt is talking about, the lady had an account at Wells Fargo, and she said they're not taking because of the new anti-money laundering standards. She's not going to take account in or cash into her account. $400. This wasn't like $40,000.
Right.
This is $400.
That's crazy. Did she take her money out immediately and go
to
another bank? I hope so.
We'll have to ask my aunt.
Yeah.
Is that creepy to you?
Creepy.
I mean, is anybody else experiencing this? Let us know if you're experiencing or seeing things like this.
Well, they want to go to a cashless society, so.
Right. Makes sense. So then I had the discussion. I may be able to get my brother-in-law on the radio.
Yeah.
So I have the discussion with him about, he said exactly that. Well, they're going, you heard him last night. We were talking about it. Well, they're going, want to go to a cashless society. I said, yeah, Brian. Then they're going to put a chip in your hand so they could, well, you know, what's the, you know, and he's like trying to justify and
I don't know. I didn't catch the whole conversation. What you, should have brought up is, government, the biggest killers of all.
Oh, for the 20th century.
For the 20th century.
The biggest killer has been,
that's what you,
democide.
I didn't hear you say that. I didn't want to bring that up to him. I don't know him. But
yeah, we can't even get them to think there's a chip coming.
Right.
So
exactly. Man. So, chip in your body, controlling you.
Well, no cash.
Government.
Okay, no cash. I mean, here's what we know, right?
Yeah.
Some major bank. Wells Fargo is a major bank. This
major.
Is my aunt. This isn't like I heard rumor, whatever. My aunt saw it. That's why I wanted to get her on. My aunt's not lying. She's not a liar. She's saying this. Okay, a major bank, Wells Fargo, is not taking cash to this account, at least in this state. I don't know if I should even say the state. I don't want to. I don't think it matters. In the western part of America, let's put it that way.
They probably reverse engineer it and go back to the banks and find out. It's spy on her.
Okay. Let's move on to news. Every so often this comes up, and I hadn't heard it in a long time, but now the talk is coming up. Have you ever heard that the Anne Frank diary may have been a fake?
I heard that 20 years ago.
Okay, well, I never heard that. I love the book. I thought, wow, what a great book.
Yeah.
If it's fake, whoever wrote it, this is a really good book.
It's, you know, when you sit there and think about it, they were locked up in this room for 3 years, 3.5 years over a factory. And, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but I thought when I read that story.
A little sensational.
A little sensational. It might have been 6 months or whatever. I forget the story, but I said, wow. That's, and then you had to be quiet all that time.
Well, Der Spiegel, mm-hmm. German, you know, a big German newspaper or weekly is, or is it daily? I don't know. It's a weekly, but it's a big outlet.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the story, and there's been a lot of scientific examination of the supposed journal, and you know, some of it was written in ballpoint pen.
Oh wow!
Ballpoint pen didn't come.
I can't remember, but I heard 20 years ago. I heard that it might have been faked.
Well, this goes to the bigger question of just, okay, were people being killed in German concentration camps?
Absolutely.
No question.
Were people hiding them like that story says?
Absolutely.
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 Might somebody sensationalize it in a story? Absolutely.
Right. Your old girlfriend, Jewish.
Oh man, that's perfect.
Tell that story just real quick, quick as you can.
Yeah, they were, their family, my old, Jewish girlfriend. They're from Austria. Their family was Jewish. And when Hitler had the Kristallnacht, was it 39, 37 or something like that, half their family decided.
And Kristallnacht, just so you know, is when, the brown shirts or whatever, they went to all the Jewish businesses and tore them up, killed people,
you know, just, the brown shirts anyway, did it and stuff like that. So they were discussing, should we get out of here or should we stay? Half the family wanted to get out of Austria, and the other half said, Hitler's too crazy. He's only going to be in power for six more months, or the people are
forget
not,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, forget about it. We're not going.
Right.
So, half the family packed up and they, took the same way as the Von Trapp.
Sound of Music.
How unbelievable is that? The same exit out of Austria.
Yeah.
Over, I think, Sweden?
Switzerland.
Yeah, they escaped. And the other half, four or five stayed. They were all killed in a concentration camp. And the mother is still alive. She's 104 years old, and she still gets a check from Germany for reparations for killing her family.
Sister and her family.
Yeah.
We got a caller real quick we can go to. Sherry in Kansas, you're live on the air. We'll go to you real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was actually a court case, and the guy who was charging plagiarism by the guy who claimed to be Anne Frank's father, and that was Anne Frank's diary, he plagiarized this guy's book, and the guy took him to court and won. And like you say, it was proven that part of it was written in ballpoint pen. But Jeff Rancid probably know what the details of that, but I remember hearing that.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, every so often this comes in, and I just thought we'd bring it up. We haven't, you know, I think it needs to be brought up. I want to tell you something. I got a call from a man named Bob who said he went to high school with you, and this is crazy. But he wanted your phone number to call you and to talk to you. His name was Bob. I can't even remember his last name. I can talk to you off air about it if you give Todd your phone number, Sherry, if you'd like me to.
Okay.
I know. He heard you on air. Yeah, he says, I know that lady. Sherry, I know her.
I hope you can come out of the closet.
So, Bob, we'll get her number. Bob, call me back. Bob, call back on the 877-817-9829 number, and we'll try to hook you guys up. Sherry, we'll do it any way you want to. But somebody named Bob went to high school with you is looking for you.
Hey, I hope you guys can come out of the closet.
Yeah, we all want to come out of the closet, don't we? No,
okay.
It's not that bad. We just have a different setup while they're attacking, or not, they were attacking our traditional way. We're changing some things anyway, so it's going to work out, but we're not stopping, so we're here. So thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen.
A little crowded in this closet, but we're doing all right.
As long as I push away the coats and the shirts.
Yeah.
It's good sound deadening.
A light keeps on blinking on and off. That's the only problem.
Anyway, thank you so much for your call, Sherry. Please, if you want to get in touch with Bob, please call Jay over at the Power Mall and just leave your number. Bob, then call back over at the Power Mall and we'll get it straight. So
we'll set
thank you very much.
We'll set you up and hope It's let us, a nightmare.
let us know how it goes.
Nightmare on Elm
Street. Yeah, I don't know about this.
Now, we'll give, you know, we can get his number and give it to you. So,
right, if you want to call
so
him.
So we'll just go from there. Anyway, let's do a couple news stories before we get Larry to come
all
on.
All right, bye.
Thank you, Sherry. Oh, we got another call. Brian in Missouri. Go ahead, Brian. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about Kristallnacht, and there was some information that you would find very interesting on that. Have you heard of Ernst Zundel?
It sounds familiar, but not the top of my head, no, I don't know. Got about a minute and a half, so go ahead.
Yeah, he denied the Holocaust and got imprisoned in Germany, but his wife, Ingrid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, talking about it. Yes.
Yeah, his wife, Ingrid, is a historian, and a German historian, so she got into the Nuremberg trial transcripts, and she focused on Kristallnacht. And what she found was that there was a large group from a Zionist organization in Paris, France. The organization was called LICA, L-I-C-A. And the night before Kristallnacht, the borders of Germany were flooded with all these people. And they were calling the brown...
We gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go, Brian. We'll have to get it another time. Just hang right there. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pinkney on the other side. Stay there.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.